When Massachusetts elects a new U.S. senator in January, that person could end up voting on the national health care reform bill being debated in Congress. That proposal is similar to the law passed here in 2006. It's been 3 years, and the state is still grappling with some of the details. WFCR's Karen Brown and WBUR Boston's Sasha Pfeiffer have teamed up to investigate affordability, a key political lesson of health care reform in Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Karen Brown in Springfield.
And this is Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. So, Karen, you and I report from different parts of the state. You're in Western Massachusetts, and I work out of Boston. Could you talk about whether state health reform is playing out differently in Western Mass? Because whichever candidate lands in Congress is going to have to represent urban and rural viewpoints on health care reform.
Right. Well, when people debate the status of Massachusetts health reform, the key question tends to be, is it affordable? More than 97% of all people in the state now have health insurance. Some of them get it through state-subsidized health plans, but those subsidies cost nearly $1 billion a year. And some critics say that's come at the expense of other needs, one of them being the state's safety net hospitals. Those are the hospitals that serve mostly poor patients, and many of them are in Western Massachusetts and other places outside Boston.
But there are safety net hospitals in the Boston area, too. There's Boston Medical Center, there's Cambridge Hospital. They rely on reimbursement from the state to help pay for the subsidized care they provide, just like all the other safety net hospitals.
Yes, but the hospitals in Western Massachusetts say they get even less state aid than those in Boston. In fact, they've just filed a lawsuit on that very matter. So for someone like Hank Porton, he says his hospital is having a hard time serving its patients. He's the president of Holyoke Medical Center.
If you're in a community that is not dealing with the poor quotients that we do, then health care reform may be good for you. But for communities that are heavily supporting the poor, the formula is not working.
So part of the formula that he's talking about is how much doctors and hospitals get reimbursed for their Medicaid patients. And as the economy has nosedived, the state has reduced those reimbursements. So a hospital like Holyoke Medical Center that has more than 70% Medicaid patients, it's had to cut services and staff.
But Karen, some healthcare reformers say it's better that patients have insurance than show up at the hospital uninsured.
Well, Sasha, Hank Porton disagrees with him because in the past, he says uninsured patients were covered by a special state fund that he says paid better than Medicaid. And the problem now, he says, is that the state is spending so much for insurance plans for the low and moderate income residents that there's very little money left over for hospitals like his. And so Porton's main advice to anyone who wants to replicate the system is to just make sure there's enough money to go around from the get-go. Otherwise,
you're going to start causing big cracks in the system. Physicians will leave. Hospitals will have to close services. So there has to be some continuity in how you're going to fund this.
Of course, Sasha, you've talked with people who don't think health reform is a money drain.
That's right. When you ask John Kingsdale how Massachusetts health reform is going, he says it's been a huge success. He runs the Connector, which oversees the state's reform effort.
There is a myth that covering most people in Massachusetts has been unaffordable. And I underscore the word myth because I think it is frankly, a politically motivated attack on national health reform that is almost fact-free.
Kingsdale says the cost of Massachusetts health reform is only about 1% of the state budget. He says that's hardly a budget buster. And he blames the recession for making health reform feel like more of a financial burden than it should.
You know, there's also the problem, Sasha, that health care costs keep going up. And that adds to the burden on the state and also to individuals who buy insurance.
Right. So Massachusetts created a special commission that's looking into ways to cut those costs. One of its proposals is that doctors get a fixed amount of money each year to spend per patient. Kingsdale says that shows that health reform is a work in progress.
Inevitably, a major bill on national reform will lead to a series of additional legislation to do mid-course corrections and improvements as we go along. And we've seen that here in Massachusetts.
You know, it's probably worth noting, Sasha, that the state hasn't done any payment reforms yet, and no one thinks that's going to happen easily. And in the meantime, the state is cutting some of the benefits it started with, like dental or full health care for legal immigrants, and it's increasing co-pays for its state plans.
True, but you know, Karen, Kingsdale says in the meantime, it's important to get health insurance for as many people as possible. That's the lesson he thinks Washington should take from Massachusetts. Basically, cover people first, then figure out how to pay for all that coverage.
But Sasha, Congress is trying to figure out how to do both of those at once. And you can see how hard that is from the heated debate happening on Capitol Hill.
WFCR's Karen Brown and WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer will be back tomorrow with a look at how the state's reform law has affected access to health care.